Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Today's episode, you can't make this stuff up, so I had to share. It takes me a while sometimes. I'm kind of thick, and I miss signs. It's weird, even, you know, knowing what I know and doing what I do and talking about listening to the whisper and paying attention. You get caught up in, you know, in the emotion of things, and you get caught up in your life, and you forget to look for signs and synchronicities. We all do. But I'm laughing because I woke up this morning, you know, really sad about Dylan just having, you know, one of those waves of sadness, just missing my boy, just missing, you know, having somebody to talk to and to check on me and just, you know, the companionship. And so I just kind of had a lazy afternoon watching a thing called Sweet Tooth on Netflix. Kind of a really neat little series. If you haven't watched it, it's pretty cool. But I just sort of binged watched that and just took it easy and recharged some this afternoon. And I had all my window shades down, and I got this nudge, this urging to go open up the shades over across from my desk and my meditation table and my little sacred space in the Airstream. I open it up, and I had the feeling to open it because I've been getting daily visitations for the past several weeks from this little gecko. I used to sit out on my porch, and several of them would have coffee with me, or they would come crawl on the table near me, or they would try to get close. But the mosquitoes are so bad, and it's so hot, and I hate the Texas heat. So I've been inside a lot, and I haven't been out, you know, having my morning coffee, because that's when the mosquitoes are so bad, in the morning. And, you know, in the evening when I'd go out and have wine and hang with a girlfriend, you know, it's mosquito city again. So I've got a couple of things coming in this week that will hopefully start to eradicate it some. But I hate to kill beneficial bugs, you know, because I love my little moths, and I love the ladybugs, and, you know, a lot of the beneficial critters, if you spray, they go away too. So I'm trying to do like natural garlic and some other stuff. So it may smell like a pizza out of my porch, but, you know, I don't want to hurt my geckos or lizards or anoles, as they call them all different things here in Texas, but all three of those names work. And so I've got these little bright green ones that are the apple green color that I love so much. It's my interior of the Airstream is all that color. Well, they change color if they're on something, you know, something brown. They'll kind of blend. They're kind of chameleon, so they'll change to whatever color they're on, and they blow this neat little bubble, this little pink bubble, out under their chin to attract a mate or to get your attention or just to sort of show off and assert their territory. So I've just always been fascinated with them. I used to have geckos when I worked at the ad agency, my first big ad agency job. It's amazing that agency stayed in business, because I did stuff like I finally worked my way up to having, excuse me, a really pretty office with a bunch of windows that looked out over the golf course in Las Colinas. And I was in the creative department. I was an associate broadcast producer, but I did, you know, proofreading and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But that creative department was so loose. They let me do stuff like take out all the furniture in my office, but leave this huge square coffee table in the middle of the floor and put a whole bunch of pillows around it so I could sit and work on the floor. I took everything else out except lamps, you know, and the office supplies I needed and the computer that I needed. And I had a huge terrarium or an aquarium in there, and I had three or four newts, little lizards, you know, different. They were all different looking. And we would take those newts out at lunchtime, and we would put tie different colored strings on them, the couple that looked the same, the rest that looked differently, we would leave them alone. But the two that looked alike, we put strings on them so we knew which was which. And we would have newt races down the hallway at lunchtime. I mean, I can't believe that ad agency's not in business anymore. But so I've always loved, you know, little lizard-like things. Well, so I'm feeling sad this morning. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I wish, you know, I wish I had somebody to talk to and, you know, just something to check in on me and just, you know, some companionship. Just that part was sad. Well, like I said, I'm watching that show and I get this nudge to open up the window screen or the window shade right there on top of this little screen divider between me and my neighbor. Behind me is my little gecko friend. I've got to name him. I don't know what to name him, but he's on top of the screen. And y'all, every day for the last couple of weeks, that little stinker has come onto that screen across from me, walked around whenever I'm working or I'm on a class call, whenever I'm there and active, he shows up. I've got the window open the rest of the time, or the shade up, so I can see. If I'm not at my table, he doesn't come. But if I'm at my table, he's always showed up. Well, today I felt him. So I opened the shade. I saw him at the top of the screen. I started talking to him, and the window's closed. But I started talking to him and sweet-talking him and telling him how pretty he was and that, you know, that I love his pink bubble, because bubbles are the thing that just bring me the most joy. When I'm really down, I'll buy a bubble machine, or I'll go to the dollar store and get a huge jug of bubbles. I mean, they're one of the things that's kind of in my joy box of tools that I use when I'm feeling down. So here's this little green thing. That's green is the color of healing. It's the color of heart energy, your heart chakra. It's my happy color inside the camper. It's the color of this little critter. He blows pink bubbles for me to get my attention. I started talking with him and sweet talking him and just playing with him a little bit. And I kept saying, okay, blow me a bubble. Immediately he would. Ask him again. He would do it. Now, he doesn't always blow the bubbles, but it got to be today. I asked him like 10 times to do it. He did it immediately. And then I thought, okay, this little guy is actually listening and connected to me. This is fascinating. So I started talking to him and I said, okay, can you hear me? Can you, if you hear me, like turn your head to the left. Boom. He does it. I said hi to him. I kid you not. He opened his mouth like he said, as if he was going to say hi back to me. It looked like he just went hi right back. And I swear, I'm not losing my mind. This little thing is like syncing up with me. And I said, okay, smarty, if you really are there and we're hanging out and you're my little buddy, come here, get closer. Because a few times he's jumped from that dividing screen onto the Airstream window. And I said, all right, if we're really going to do this thing and chat with each other and be connected, come here and get closer. He turns and he looks straight at me. And he does that little wiggle butt thing that cats do when they're about to jump. And he leaps straight onto the window right at my face. Now, this could all be coincidental, but I don't think it is. And he sat there and he turned his head and he blew a couple more bubbles for me. And I just kept talking to him and sweet talking him and just cooing at him. Again, I'm inside. He can't hear me. He can feel me energetically. He could feel the appreciation and the love. And so I've got to assume that's maybe Dylan in lizard form coming to say hi, or just he sent him to me to, you know, hey, give her something to do. Take her mind off being sad. You know, make sure she knows somebody's looking out for her. So I've got this little, you know, this little lizard buddy. But I looked up in my Colette Baron Reed Spirit Animal Oracle book the meaning of lizard spirit. And above my bed, I have, I think I've told you before, I've got these, you know, acrylic letters, these rub-on letters, and it says, dream until your dreams come true. And that, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. I was just trying to dream my new career into existence, the way I can serve as many people, you know, as possible and richly and well. And so, you know, dream. So here's what lizard spirit says from this Spirit Animal Oracle deck. It says, dream the world into being. When was the last time you basked in the sun and allowed yourself to daydream, to imagine what might be and who you might become? Lizard spirit appears when you're called to let your imagination flow and dream something new. Inspiration is available to you now if you're willing to slow down, let your eyes close a little, allowing ideas to dance in your head. What might come into being if you were to pursue your dream? How might you grow and expand if you allowed yourself to dare to believe in the impossible, making it possible first in your dreaming mind and then in the world as you co-create with spirit? Give in to the power of imagination, soon your dreams will become clearer, the steps will reveal themselves, and what was ephemeral will begin to coalesce into form. Dream it and be it. Spirit asks you to dare to dream big. So, that, I've been waking up in the morning and saying my prayers of gratitude and then, you know, asking my spirit team to, you know, keep an eye on me and ask for clarification. And I've even in the last few weeks just been saying, hey, Dylan, you know, I know you're a spirit guide for me now too. So I need your help, buddy. Like I need help with clarity. I need help in, you know, pushing through with this stuff. I've got some big decisions to make and I really need to know you're there. And so I've got this little guy, and like with this oracle deck, if there's a protection message that comes with it, like, and basically if you draw an oracle card and it comes out upside down, it's just a message, you know, hey, keep an eye on this, you might want to pay extra attention. And interestingly enough, the protection message with the lizard is, have you been allowing your imagination to run amok and dream up a nightmare that seems to have come true? Which, you know, hello, my finances. Fear not, for whatever dreaming you did in the past can change today as you dream anew. Wake up from the perception that everything is wrong. Lizard spirit asks you to open your eyes and consciously dream a better dream. What would it look like to already have what you desire and be the one you wish to be? How might it feel to work around or toward co-creating this new dream reality in the world of the senses, drawing it out of the world of dreams and building it in the world of form? Trust in your ability to dream anew. Honor it today. So, I guess the universe is trying to get my attention, and this little lizard guy is my new reminder. So, I am just going to keep dreaming and doing and basking in the sun and camouflaging where I need to. Like, I'm really just going to pay attention to what his gifts are and kind of follow his lead. But I just had to come share that with you guys because it was so odd and interesting, and it just dawned on me. I'm like, you know what? This is so not coincidental. Don't even pretend like it is. So I'll keep you posted about my little lizard friend. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you guys today. I don't know why. I just thought you might enjoy hearing it. But I know we've talked about in the past, you know, keeping an eye out for your people and your critters and signs. And so I just thought I'd share it with you. But that's it for this time. As always, thank you so much for listening along. I appreciate you guys. I always know you're there and it means the world to me. So take care. I'll see you next time. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients, and I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and you know, I come on and read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.